Is healing the will of God? Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. This verse refers to his life upon the earth. And on the earth he was anointed to do good, and part of the good he did was to heal those. You notice it says oppressed by the devil. That word oppressed means to be tyrannized, harassed, overpowered. You watch a boxer in a match being overpowered by the other boxer, or a wrestler being overpowered by the other wrestler, or a team being overpowered by the strength and the tactics of the other team. Well, it says Jesus went about healing those that were oppressed. We can tell healing's the will of God simply by following Jesus on the earth. Now, 1 John 3:8, you familiar with 1 John 3:8? It says Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Now, if we read this verse, we see he healed those that were what? Oppressed of the devil. Overpowered. You ever been harassed? You can have a dog in the house harasses you. Have you noticed that? Always under your feet. Always barking at you about something. Some days our bird is in a tweeting mood. I don't know what happens to him. And after a while you want to say, do you mind? Just, you know, makes lots of racket. And Ashley, our granddaughter, come in and say, Mima, make him hush. Well, I can't. It's aggravating. It's frustrating. Well, that's what this word oppressed means. Now, Jesus healed those that were oppressed of the devil. That means if the sickness came from God, he didn't heal you. Would you come to that conclusion if we turn that verse around in the negative? Would that bother you? He healed those that were oppressed of the devil. He came to destroy the works of the devil. Therefore, he came to destroy or render inoperative sickness and disease, because sickness and disease, according to this verse, comes from the devil. Is not that right? Now look at Matthew 4. I'm going to give you plenty of proof. We can tell that healing is the will of God simply by following Jesus on the earth. He came to heal those oppressed of the devil. He came to destroy the works of the devil. And in destroying the works of the devil, he began to destroy sickness and disease. 4:23, Jesus went forth all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. His fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people. How many?
All.
Does it sound like they're being selective? Just going through and selecting those that look like good candidates for healing? I mean, how would we do that anyway? How would we know? If God only healed some and didn't heal others, how would we know? In order to bring them to Jesus. In order to bring them to the church. In order to put them in a prayer line. If God were being selective, how would we cooperate with God? Healing all sick people that are taken with various diseases and torments. You'll notice when it talks about sickness and disease, the words are not attractive words. Torment, oppression, harassment, tyrannize, bondage. Does that sound like anything we're interested in? Those which were possessed with devils, those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and what happened? He healed them. Now you'll notice in verse 23, he was in all Galilee. In other words, he was in a large geographical area, and people went through that geographical area and gathered up all sick people and brought them to Jesus. No evidence that they were selecting particular people. And everybody that came, he healed them all, whether they were lunatic, that means they had mental distress. You know, God heals mental distress just like he would a physical disorder. And it's just as debilitating, sometimes even worse, when you're not of sound mind. And what does the scripture say? God has not given a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and what?
A sound mind.
A sound mind. So they brought those that were physically distressed, those that were not of sound mind, those that were lunatic, and it says he healed them. Now you would think in a crowd that large, because it says it was a multitude. How many's in a multitude? Two or three? See, I don't think we have any concept of a multitude. Unless you look at some of the pictures from F.F. Bosworth or some of the other men of old who went throughout nations and gathered in multitudes, and they counted them by acres. So many acres of people. Now, if you have a house on a lot and all of that lot was full of people, you'd be impressed, wouldn't you? What if you have acreage and you had your 5 acres full of people? So there were 5 acres of people here. Now, you would know in a great multitude, so Jesus is just going to heal those oppressed of the devil, those that are harassed or tyrannized by the devil. Those that the devil has hurt, harmed, and hindered. He's going to heal those oppressed in his life on the earth. He is to destroy the work of the devil. He's going to begin the work of God on the earth by personally appearing and destroying the works of the devil. He comes to a whole multitude. There wasn't anybody in that multitude that should have remained sick because he healed them all.